Palm 2 Tango Mobile.
AB2HXS, y'all.
Okay.
No good. No good. I'm actually working on my vehicle. I got to figure out my why my windshield washer is not working. Probably the little motor went bad. Probably froze up in the wintertime and destroyed it.
Sometimes they'll do that if you don't get the proper windshield washer fluid to keep the, so it handles those temperatures that go down below freezing.
This is a Florida car, you know. It's used to the warm weather. You know, you put the bug stuff in there. You don't put the antifreeze stuff in there.
Stuff that's good to go down to mine goes down to 20 degrees, so it usually holds up on mine and everything. So anyway, it's pretty Saturday out here, and if I'd have gotten all my gear together and got people together, I'd have been working on an antenna today.
Oh, darn it. Yeah, I just reassembled, I got an antenna from Steve last year. It's a Comet 250, CH250 vertical. And make a long story short, I'm getting a 15 by 20 pad poured for like a little barbecue area. And then I'm going to have a little leftover. I'm going to pour my little footing for my tower. And then, you know, eventually put my tower up, move my VHF, UHF antenna over to the tower, and put the CH250 up on the house.
Oh, that sounds like a nice little project. And, well, I've got the wire to redo my loop. I just got to get the bodies together to redo the loop, because it's going to take about five or six people. At least one person on each corner to raise and lower the corners, and one person to unroll it, and the other person to string it through the eggs as it go from corner to corner, so that this copper clad steel doesn't get all twisted up. And then when you get through, solder at the corner where that all comes together, and then get it, pull it back up in the air, and then I'll be back up and, you know, up and running better than I am now. How about that?
I haven't been on low bands in quite a number of years. I was in Florida. I had a 40-meter, 20-meter dipole, inverted V dipole off my tower. The tower I had down there anyway, which I was stupid to get rid of, but that's another story. I'm just trying to get things together here. I just sent off my my ICOM 706 Mach 2G down to Georgia to get repaired. I'll get some work done on it, and it should be back in a couple of weeks.
My 7200 down to have it checked out before I look at trying to figure out a way to put it in the car as a mobile rig, because I had, they got me a birthday present week and a half ago when I had my birthday. I got me a new IC 7300.
Big money. Okay. Yeah, I've got a couple different radios. I've got a 7000 IC 7000 up on my desk in the house, which will eventually come into my car, and my 706 will stay in the house. And then if I can get that 991, that'll be the house radio, and then go from there.
Put in the big bucks, because the 7300 is not that big a bucks. I mean, it was 1200, but I'll get 100 of that back, and got 200 off to start with, so. You know, it's not too bad, but the big bucks would have been the 7610, which is $3,900. So, you know, I stay with the smaller of the bucks, but I want to get the 7200 serviced. Also, I got to find someone who can work on my ALA 11H, because I've got something not going kosher with it, you know?
Well, but the shop I sent my 706 to is in Gainesville, Georgia. And I got the information upstairs, up in the house, rather, in my room. They come recommended from HRO out of Atlanta. So, and I actually spoke to the guy on the phone, and basically what he's charging me to repair my 706 is 150 plus parts. It's basically the 706, I believe the capacitors are going bad in the receive, because as the radio warms up, you turn it on and it warms up, the receive gets really noisy and scratchy.
I've had that 7200 for a number of years now, and I've been using it. It's the only one on the desk, and of course, it wouldn't hurt to have it, you know, checked out. I've never had it checked out. It worked fine, and, you know, it gave me a few little problems here lately, but nothing really serious. But I think I want to get, how about you sending that information to me, and email it to me when you get a chance, to my call sign at bellsouth.net, and that way I can get in touch with the folks, because I want to see what it costs just to have it, you know, checked out and cleaned up, so to speak.
Yeah, well, I get a chance later. It's WU2T, is that what it is?
Roger.
At bellsouth.net?
You got it.
Okay, keep a lookout. I don't use my call letters. It's Dave the Sound Man at Yahoo. If you see that, that's me.
You should have my email address. You sent me something once before, and it's been a while, so I remember that email address. That's a strange one.
Well, it pretty much describes what I do, right? When, down in Florida, I did live sound on the weekend, so I just kind of stuck with it. You know, it's like my oddball call letters. You know, I've had them for so many years, since the late 80s, I just hung on to them.
From now on, I'll stick with the one I've got now. This is my fourth call sign, but of course, I had the 2x3 that I got when I first got my license, and then got that down to a 1x3, and then got my initials in a 2x2, and then I got this 2x1. So I think I'll stick with it. It's a good CW call.
Okay, excellent. All right, let me jump out here. I'm going to open the hood here and see what I can mess up under the hood. Catch you later, WU2TKB2HXS. I'll be listening from a distance.
Okay, Dave, well, that's worked out, because I'm just about to pull in the driveway at home, so I got to go in and get the pot out and get this bowl of chili that I've got left to make my meal for lunch today and throw that on in the pot and warm it up. Talk to you later. KB2HXS, WU2T, 73.
All right. You almost had me confused there by that. I'm like,